In a PAC committee room, Senator Fran Miller of Dunwoody made his final case for Lakeside.
What I'm telling you is the reason people are doing these cities, it's very simple. We want our roads paved, okay? We want code enforcement, okay? And by God, we want police protection.
The communities of Lakeside, Briarcliff, and Tucker all want to be cities to gain greater local control. Miller said he and other Lakeside advocates reached a deal with Tucker advocates over proposed city boundaries. Miller said the agreement included allowing the Lakeside bill to move forward if he supported a Tucker bill next year. However, John Meadows, a committee member and chair of the powerful House Rules Committee, asked the committee to table the Lakeside bill.
I don't think there's another person in this building down there that's more pro-city than I am. I don't like the idea that I've got three different sets of folks who want to be a city, and if I pick one right now, I don't think the other two have a chance.
Meadows' motion was approved 8-7, with powerful Republicans like Speaker Pro Tem Jan Jones and Minority Whip Matt Ramsey voting against it. Many advocates of the other cityhood efforts and DeKalb officials praised the move. They said more time was needed to work out differences. DeKalb County Interim CEO Lee May hopes no action is taken this year.
If this holds, then we'll have an opportunity in DeKalb County to work through our issues internally. Over the next 9 months, we'll bring back recommendations so that this body can really be more deliberative in making the decisions.
Miller, however, said don't count out his Lakeside bill yet. He said Lakeside and Tucker advocates will talk with Chairman Meadows.
Oh, yes, I think it's very viable still. They alleviate the chairman's concerns. The Tucker people are going to meet with him probably today. They call another meeting. We vote. Goes to the rules counter, makes it to the floor, passes. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that at the end of the day, we don't want to have people have self-determination as Republicans. I think the chairman has just got some concerns. He wants to make sure they're answered. And obviously, I didn't do a very good job doing that.
The legislative session ends next Thursday. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.